Our celebration continues. C.J. Montgomery is celebrating his 74th birthday tomorrow. And since we'll all be off doing other things, we've had this celebration going on all morning long. It is worth noting, and a tip of the cap to both Sean Kelly and to Tyler Riggs, they have been giddy with excitement putting this thing together the last couple of nights. They really have. It's been a labor of love for them. And then, of course, the crazy guy that is George. I'm just telling you, that man, I don't know what time he had to leave this morning to get over here in his car with his flashing lights. But anyhow, thanks to those three gentlemen for helping put on this big soiree this morning, because it's not easily done, and they've done a great job of it. With that being said, I think we've got the regent on the phone now.
He has been also one of the co-conspirators. Okay. Jeff, how are we doing this morning?
Is this the city? I'm trying to reach George Eichen. I need my street clean. The snow's everywhere here. Is this the number?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You've got a wrong number.
George has left the building.
George left the building a little while ago. He had a meeting at 8, and I think he left at about 7:20. So I don't know that he made it in
time. He'll be on time.
Oh, okay.
He'll be on time. Yeah, his brother-in-law is a state trooper. He'll be on time.
Oh, that's true. The white hair, white hat is joining us as well. Leland Searcy is joining us in the studio for the big celebration. I know you have got more stories than you could tell in a 24-hour time frame when it comes to Mr. Montgomery.
Well, my uncle, Mike Mitchell, roped me in that I violated all the child labor laws before I was old enough to drive, and forced me into, I was basically voluntold that I was helping with the first Classic Bowls. So it's been since that point that I first met C.J. Montgomery. But I was just thinking back. I can remember just before I met C.J., I think I was about 9 years old, going to Guthrie for Oklahoma's Diamond Jubilee. Governor Nye was there and all that. And it's kind of, that's what we're preparing for next year, I guess, is you know, that such a vivid memory of Oklahoma's Diamond Jubilee, and that'll be CJ next year, right?
Wow, right, yeah.
Unbelievable.
He grew up with George and I, didn't they go to school together? Were they George and the
I don't think he's quite that long in tooth, but close.
Well, thank you.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you so much for taking time and checking in. It's great to hear from just a great number of I've quite honestly been blessed, to say the least, to have a Todd Lamb, a Dave Hunziker, and everybody, obviously all the friends that I see on a daily basis to check in. Did we hang up on the region?
Bobby Bordop just made a big mistake. I'm going to talk about Michael. Whoops. Sorry, Jeff. Call back.
I didn't do that. So, that is not my fault.
There we go. My bad, Mr. Speaker. Go ahead.
So we'll have to pay him the haven't learned the phones system yet salary, I guess.
Well, we hope you have a great day. And I just landed back. We've been at Washington, D.C., the National Wheat Grower Meetings, trying to advance the cause for the wheat industry. But ran into President Trump, and he said to be sure and tell you happy birthday. Tied up negotiating with Senator Schumer today. He couldn't call in.
Bring
us up to speed on the jackets. Fairview, Young Austin, one of our favorite yellow jackets.
Well, they have an opportunity, I think, as Michael Barnes would call it, because the Lady Jackets and the Jackets both face Dale, two outstanding basketball teams. And so if you want to be the best, you got to play the best. And so they have the nightcap of the Squirtle Festival tomorrow night. So it'll be an opportunity for them to see what they can do against a couple of good basketball teams. And the Jackets are, other than their loss to Morrison last week in the middle of the blizzard, the Jackets had not lost to anyone except defending state champions. That was Okarchi and Calumet. But hopefully they can get back on track here. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, Michael Barnes came over, and Chris Eubank did a Fairview game here at the Echo Dome. And typically they just pipe in my PA announcing. There's not any play-by-play. And it was so good. Everyone was asking, like, can we get those guys back? I mean, that's so much better than this first many years.
Oh, goodness.
Well, Chris does have to carry the load with me. I understand that, and I appreciate it. And he'll do it again tonight when we travel down to Watonga. Jeffrey.
Great new facility there. You'll enjoy that, Michael.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I heard. Yeah, heard that.
It's a loud environment. But, well, and Todd Lamb, no one could have said it better. It was fun to listen to him, and he's exactly right with the impact that CJ's had, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, this whole region. And whether you think back to, you know, nights in the storm cellar when a tornado was threatening, or you know, high school sports coverage, you know, the voice of the Rangers following Dean Linder for the years that he did that, the news every morning, and Todd's exactly right. And CJ is up and around and at the radio station every morning, bright and early with you guys, and has been for decades to make sure that people know what's going on, and whether it's news, weather, sports, whatever it may be, in addition to promoting, you know, Woodward and the whole tri-state region. And the impact is, I don't think you could count the impact that he has had on generations of folks, and particularly young people with the Classic Bowl, is what he and Uncle Mike and Gary Mitchell and Jay Douglas and everyone did to create that, and what that's meant to Woodward, and what it's meant, more importantly, to young people that never would have had that chance or that memory. And just like Todd was talking about Lauren Lamb, I remember him telling me that. That's a true story. It was absolutely devastated that she had to go to Europe instead of getting to come play in Classic Bowl basketball. That's the impact it's on generations of kids now, and that's a big deal. So, Siege, thank you.
Well, thank you
for everything you've done.
Regent, we appreciate you, buddy. We look forward to seeing you down the road.
Leland's got to get out of here.
Have a great day.
And the old white-haired white hat, he's now, we have to refer to him as the Hall of Fame white-haired white hat. He's a true Hall of Famer, into the Oklahoma Officials Hall of Fame. Before that, the white-haired white hat, it was Randy Holly, our good friend over in Shattuck, dubbed him the white-haired white hat, now subsequently the Hall of Fame white-haired white hat. We called him the old slobberknocker for decades before that. That was one of Leland's favorite terms on our broadcasts. That was a slobberknocker. So thanks for stopping by, Doggone. You've got more important things to do than come in
no,
and say hi to me.
I started listening this morning, and of course, Tyler had talked me into coming up and calling in, actually. And I said, shoot, I'm not calling in. I'm coming up there to join the party.
Well,
I mean, it's you know, everybody that's talked about this, and I haven't heard everybody talk, but man, everybody says pretty much the same thing, mm-hmm. right? He's been a legend in this area, and what you've done for high school sports, from my point of view. I remember, first of all, my career started with CJ in early 90s,
yep.
broadcasting with him. I was a color guy, and I didn't do a very good job. And honestly, we would be driving home, and I was a rookie. I wasn't very good, and we'd be driving home, and I'd say, you remember this play? And I'd describe the play, and he goes, why don't you do that on the air? That's what I'm having to do on the air. And so, you know, Leland took a pretty good little critiquing, and it made me a little bit better. But man, I'm telling you, we spent a lot of time in the car together, driving back and forth. And one story that I want to tell, and I want people to know that we were in Bethany, Oklahoma.
Oh Lord, you don't
and,
have to go here.
And
I was there.
I remember the press box. We were above the PA guy, right? So we're above the press box, and I don't know what happened, and because I had my earphones off half the time pregame, and I was getting ready for Thursday, and I was getting numbers down and everything, and something happened back here, and I won't mention any names, but CJ did not like what he heard on his headphones.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, we're going on the air in like 30 seconds, and he takes a clipboard, and he's so upset, he just snaps his clipboard plumb in half. And I'm like, oh, gosh, it's real. So, but, you know, when we went on the air, nobody knew. Nobody knew what happened. And we got through it fine. But it was one of those things, you know, it just sticks in your mind. And a few years later, the word got out. And we're at the Classic Bowl banquet. And Grace Montgomery comes up to me, and she goes, did CJ really break one of them clipboards?
Not my boy.
And I said, well, and I'm trying to not just expose him completely. And I said, well, you know, he was upset. And she goes, well, you know what they need to do? They need to give him some metal clipboards. That way they don't break. I'm good with that. I'm good with that, Grace. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that and is it's, fantastic.
It was a fun time. And then the nicknames come, and I did use the word, and the dadgum referees. You know, I was one of them for 40 years. The dang referees took out the slobberknocker because you couldn't blindside block nobody anymore.
Exactly.
So that had to stop. And so, anyway, we've had a good time. CJ, you've been an ambassador to Northwest Oklahoma, the Kansas area, and the Texas Panhandle. So.
From
me
kind.
To you and my family, happy birthday.
You're
and Brett Bates texted me just a minute ago, and he said, wish CJ happy birthday for me,
there
too.
There you go, old Brett.
So. Good. Well, thank you so much.
You guys, and hats off to you guys, Michael.
Yeah, the whole crew,
Kelly, Sean Kelly, and Tyler. Jeez, you guys have done a remarkable job putting this together. And you know, gosh, he's the first thing you hear when you get up in the morning and you turn the radio on. And the last thing I'll say is, if you ever flip that radio station over to another station here in Woodward, they say, I'm back. We're back.
I like that. We got a couple of more folks we're going to talk to. I do need to take a break real quick, and then we'll come back, all right?
Great news for Woodward and our entire region. Integris Health Medical Group is proud to welcome Lila Cuff, APRN Certified Nurse Midwife, joining Dr. Julio Guerra, MD, OBGYN, to provide complete women's health, obstetric, and gynecologic care. Lila will be the only certified nurse midwife in the area delivering babies at a hospital with full OBGYN services. She begins seeing patients in early February. Call today to schedule your appointment, 580-256-2188. Integris Health, proudly caring for families.
Dear McDonald's, your breakfast menu? Fire. Tens across the board. I could be happy with anything, even though I order the same thing every time. Thanks for not judging me. I'll try something new next time. Maybe.
Everybody eats. Get our big breakfast with hotcakes for just $5 at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Limited time only.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. K101, it's the morning show. We're celebrating the birthday of C.J. Montgomery, number 74, coming up tomorrow. I didn't say this. I'm not the one who said this. I won't say who did say it, Tyler. But the only person that joins us this morning on this big celebration that is older than C.J. is Ben Buckland. Ben, good morning.
Ben, I would never say that about you, Ben.
Happy birthday. It's a quaking happy birthday, but it's happy. I'm listening to the guys before me, which was everybody, by the way. It occurred to me that we all got different instructions. I'm hearing what these guys say. I got a text from Tyler that says, "We're doing a deal on Friday morning. Do not come to the radio station. If we need you, we'll call you." And I realize about 10 after 8, they're not going to call. They are not going to call. So I'm calling, and I've got a message.
Okay.
What Todd said. That's it. I mean,
Todd said,
there's nothing left to say after Todd and the speaker. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, happy birthday, CJ. The only reason that I'm on is because I'm older than you, right? I mean, at this point in the day, the guy's got to make you feel a little better. So, yeah, there's one guy left in radio that's older than you. And here we are, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
For God's sake.
And that voice you hear cracking up in the background as well. We've got another, the Van Shea hyphen, joining in with us.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yes.
We've got Van Shea with us as well.
I'm being pushed out by the former quarterback of Pond Creek, for God's sake. Okay. All right, go Railroaders. We'll be in Medford tonight. If you ever just want to go see a basketball game, watch the Medford girls, the Killian triplets, three girls that without numbers on their jerseys, you cannot tell the difference in them. They are three of the starting five. It's a great show to watch. And by the way, the Lady Rails will be playing them. So we'll see you in Medford tonight. CJ, the people that say I have 100 stories, they may or may not, but buddy, I have 100 stories. I have stories of me and Dean Linder running the roads when you and you know who were running the roads, and we would compare notes long before we had these spawn of Satan cell phones in our hands and we managed to get the averages and the free shots and all of that somewhat correct and be back somewhere in the right town the next morning. It was a whole different time, and I'm so glad that we lived through it. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
I do, in fact, love you, And one thing that 17 things that Todd said that were really, really, really pertinent, and I wish that I would have said. But one of them is that terrestrial radio now needs people like you, because it cannot be just an avocation anymore. It has to be an absolute passion, almost to the point of addiction. And anybody that gets to a radio station that the time that you do that doesn't have to has those qualities. And Northwest Oklahoma needs and loves you. And thank you for letting me work the parade with you. And I know I won't be invited back, but I'll probably show up. So I will see you then. And happy, happy, happy birthday. Bring on the quarterback from Pond Creek. Here we go.
All right, Ben, thank you. That was fantastic. I tell you what, I feel like they should be passing around a plate right now. Oh, we should be tithing. It was almost as though he was at the pulpit and preaching to us.
George Eisen said it was dangerous on the road there for a second because he was crying laughing listening to the bit. So good job, Ben. That's right.